producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two on a Tuesday, coming to you live from the Krogloob Lubricant Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Apparently, Eric Utrecht is in some part of the Badlands where he's not getting reception, so we haven't gotten a hold of him yet. We will try to get him, and we will get him sometime this week before he finishes his trek, if you will. Going back to feeling safe versus being safe, there are some schools that are letting teachers arm themselves, but then they, you know, some accidents are happening with these new gun carriers. Officials say a Utah elementary school teacher has been rushed to the hospital after a concealed firearm she was carrying accidentally discharged in the school bathroom and shot herself in the leg. It didn't accidentally discharge. She put her finger in the trigger guard and she pulled the trigger. Today's modern firearm just doesn't fire. Or they would pull them. There would be a massive recall on those things. Now, for the moms demand action types, this is the evidence that teachers can't be trusted with firearms. But they still get away from reality even trying to bring up that stupid point. That was a negligent discharge. Okay, I can take this Glock 26, which, you know, I'm probably guessing that most of these teachers that are carrying guns are carrying a gun like this one. And I can throw it across a room, I can run over it with a car, all with a round in the chamber, and it's not going to go off. And I can pick it up after I do these things and pull the trigger on it, and then it's going to go off. And no, there's nobody off camera that as I move this gun to and fro that I'm actually muzzling with the weapon, if you're thinking that. So she pulled the trigger. And that's, I've seen a couple of YouTubers do that to themselves too. But human existence is a matter of balancing the advantages of any technology with its potential danger. There's no question that accidental injuries and deaths involving firearms are very far down any list when it comes to accidents. You don't have to believe me. I'll tell you. Firearms are involved in 0.5% of accidental deaths nationally, compared to motor vehicles, 29%, poisoning, 27%, falls, 21%, suffocation, 5%, drowning, 3%, fires, 2%, medical mistakes, 1.7%, environmental factors, 1.3%, and pedal cycles, 0.6% among children. For younger children, the leading causes of accidental death are motor vehicles, 34%, suffocation, 27%, drowning, 17%, fires, 7%, environmental factors, 2.3%, poisoning, 2.2%, falls, 1.5%, firearm, 1.5%, pedal cycles, 1.4%, and medical mistakes, 1.3%. Seems quite obvious to me. I think the... How about that? Just lost the internet feed. And I can't even tell them to go get it from GCN. No matter. The idea of banning motor vehicles and buckets or bathtubs or swimming pools or ladders or anything flammable or doctors is nonsensical. Equally nonsensical is the idea that firearms must be kept out of the hands of responsible adults, particularly in schools. Nothing in life is risk-free, and firearms are used far more often to protect the innocent and to save lives than to harm. They've tried to prove this otherwise. When Bill Clinton was president, they went and did their own little John Lott type study and found, to their horror, that Americans use guns as often as 1.5 million times per year in lawful self-defense. Clinton administration tried to cover that up, but it leaked out, much to their chagrin. The type of accidental shooting this Utah teacher endured is very rare, but it's very newsworthy. And that really speaks to the reality of our daily calculus. Firearms, like motor vehicles and ladders and drugs and commercial products of all kinds, are useful. They make lives so much better than any potential danger they represent. And that potential pales in comparison, and it can be mitigated, in the case of firearms, with training. This is particularly true in the school setting, where a single teacher with a concealed handgun could stop an armed attacker before they could injure or kill anyone. The more armed teachers present, the better and the safer the school will be. They can post signs saying that we carry guns, and if you come in and try to harm the students, we will kill you. And guess what that would do? There's not going to be an active shooter going in there. I don't know what their stance on guns was. The teachers and the administrators of Sandy Hook, but I know that several of them flung themselves at Adam Lanza to try to stop him, unarmed. And if that principal, instead of running at him, if she had a gun and took up a position of cover and did as she was trained to do, she would be here to talk to us today. And we're never going to know how that might have turned out if that had been the scenario. Ultimately, schools have got to focus on stopping, not harassing, or annoying, or momentarily delaying an armed attacker. If this is not the focus of their brain power, then this is wasted effort on their part. It provides only the illusion of safety, the feeling of safety, and not any actual safety. To do less than figuring out a way to implement an armed teacher policy wastes scarce public money on programs and devices that will prove to be ineffective. If that's all you bring to the fight, you will lose. And it's not just the school administrators and the school board that loses. Families lose children then. To do less tacitly accepts the number of injured and dead students and staff. And those numbers are only determined by the lack of marksmanship and goodwill of madmen. And we, as responsible, serious adults, we should not be relying on either one of those things. Ever. For those of you, I'll have to type that in the break. The break is coming up, so I'll type it here very shortly. Coming up next, we're going to talk about a Houston shopkeeper who stopped an armed robber, but now the robber's family is threatening the shop family, shop-owning family. It's a good story in that I wish I was close to them because I would certainly volunteer to help them. But in any event, we'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Let's go to the phones about teachers being armed. John in Austin. Yes, sir.
Hey, Phil. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I'm just trying to cope, you know. Just trying to cope.
Trying to cope. I hear you. You know, I think an area that gets overlooked is they keep talking about, you know, like having an incident at school in the sense of you know, a shooter. But, like, I saw a video the other day of this female student attacking a teacher. And what started out as a pretty vicious physical attack, and he ended up having the body slammer to the floor, you know, and of course at this point other male students were getting, wanting to, you know, maybe come in and join the fun. So we have these, you know, type of violent incidents at school. But the other thing that's always vexed me is after school, and that there is no safety for kids going home. There's no, you know, we've had several attempted abductions over the couple of years of children in my area, and there's just no presence of anybody. You know, there's hardly any police presence, there's nothing, and having a patrol that would be moving about along the major traffic lanes or walkways for the kids, you know. And that was just something I wanted to throw out there.
When my kids were in school, my wife and I, we made a conscious decision that one of us would always be free before school and one of us would always be free after school. And we both took jobs and did jobs that, while we didn't necessarily like them, it worked out to where one of us dropped them off and the other one of us picked them up. Now, there were school buses available. I could have used the school bus, but that's not me being in charge. And it was a little too far for them to walk. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to ride a bike to school, you know. And
yeah, I understand what you're saying. And because of my situation, I take my son to school and I pick him up and everything like that. But not everybody has that luxury.
Well, that's really sort of a subjective thing, isn't it, though? I mean, they may not have the luxury, but they can make the luxury if that's... I mean, that was my concern. That's why we did it. I never saw... The whole time my kids were in school until they got to a certain age, I never saw them. I never saw my wife. My wife was working at nights, and I was up early in the morning and back early in the afternoon, and I was always getting off in time for to do the pickup and everything, but... that was something that we did. My wife, instead of doing what she was trained to do, she became a waitress, a server in restaurants, and worked the evening shifts in order for us to be able to make that happen. So she had to take a step down in order to make that happen, and I had to take a job that started shortly after midnight and got over with by about lunchtime. But it isn't, if somebody feels like they're locked into a career, well, that's really sort of their call, isn't it?
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, the reality of it is not everyone is going to do this. Not everyone can do it. Not everybody's going to want to do that, to go to that extent. And you have children walking home, riding their bike, doing this, and, you know, and I've always felt that there should be a parent, like patrol, have a brightly colored shirt, and that if there's any problems or anything like that, no matter what the problem might be, the kids know that, hey, there's someone I can go to and they'll help me.
Yeah, you know? But then you're counting on a lack of apathy, because you'd have to have people along routes in a 360-degree pattern emanating from that school, because nobody, you know, they're not all just going out in one direction.
No, I understand, and I even thought about, you know, like, had people on bicycles and you know, obviously radios and you know, you would need a fair amount of people. But I see, you know, like in where I'm at, I see a fair amount of parents, you know, who come and pick their child up and take them home and whatnot. I'm just saying it would be something that could be done, and it's just another area, Bill, that, like, I see potentially more potential danger with that than I do of a mass shooting.
Probably, but at the same time, that is, that's really on a mass basis, on an organized basis, asking a bunch of adults that, you know, half of the adults in the United States aren't engaged in really anything. They go to work, they want to be left alone, they want to watch their TV, they want to watch the, you know, the football games and go to the grill, cookouts and all that other stuff. They're not really engaged in anything else that goes on that affects people. And asking them to get engaged, for them to actually pay attention to that is the big issue. Just for them to pay attention to the request, and then actually getting them to do it is another thing altogether. I mean, this is why neighborhood watch programs are not swamped with people wanting to watch.
Oh, you can't get people to do it on a regular basis.
No, you can't. So, I mean, that's, and I knew that. I knew that. I mean, I was out of the military. I understood how, you know, it was a good thing that people like me were on watch while we were on watch, because there was a lot of people here that didn't know we existed, but that was fine. That was cool. And I understood that, and I decided that my wife and I decided we're going to do what's best for them, and we'll handle what's best for us later on down the road, and that's what we did.
Yeah. But, you know, this is something I was bringing up, just to another area. And, you know, personally, to school shooters and teachers being armed, I think teachers should be armed. And if a school district does not want to arm its teachers, then they should have police or however you want to phrase them on campus.
I think they should hire, I'm running out of time here, but I think they should hire a bunch of military veterans and kit them up for ground combat and just let them hang out at the school. Kids would love that. Thanks for the call. All right. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at kdarmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Coming back at you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. One last, you know, I learned a very important lesson. And, this keeps getting reinforced. And that is, no matter where I work, no matter what I do, I am not irreplaceable. I have never been valuable to the degree that where if I haven't worked somewhere, that place fails. Case in point, I've lost many jobs. And as fast as I'm out of there, they've got somebody else doing it. And, yeah, the people I work with, I miss them. They miss me. I probably miss them more than they do as far as missing me because they've moved on. And I, too, move on. Now, the one thing that was not irreplaceable to me is and are my children and now my grandchildren. So when it comes to making allowances or doing what I got to do, I will do what I've got to do for them, even if it means the job choice is narrow. Even if it means I'm doing something I don't want to do. Because one thing I don't want to do is wake up and realize one day that one of my children is missing and they wouldn't, maybe would not have been if I'd been there to pick them up one day. And that's why my wife and I did what we did. That's the only reason we did what we did, because we didn't want to live with that. Because too many children do vanish. But, you know, that's just us. Now we have this shop owner, okay? An armed robber came into a shop and pointed a shotgun at a little girl. And the 20-year-old Usman Seth snatched a Smith & Wesson handgun out of his father's hands and opened fire, striking the robber in the leg. They exchanged gunfire throughout the convenience store as the robber hopped around on his one leg. When the robber got to a point where Usman could get a good shot at him, he put him down for good. When somebody comes in to wherever you are, your house, your job, your car, your place of business, whatever it is, and they present a weapon and they put it to you, they put you in a position where at any given time they can bring it to bear and kill somebody with it, this is one of the times when you draw the weapon that you start shooting without getting out there and waiting for them to run away. If it's a firearm, it can be 5 feet or 15 feet. If it's a knife, they got to be closer. But you have to make that decision at that point. You have no other options at that point. Somebody's pointing a gun at you, and especially if they have their finger on the trigger, you present your weapon and you start pulling the trigger, as 20-year-old Usman Seth did. The assailant was a young Hispanic who had been in the store about 30 minutes earlier. The robber's name has not been released. Now, this man's brother has come to the store the following Saturday, and he's threatened to take revenge by murdering the entire family. They are continuously getting threats from them at this point. There is a grand jury that's going to review the case. This is coming out of Houston, and the Houston Police Department needs to take a trip to this young man's family's house and give him a clear-cut message. If anything happens to them, we're coming for you. Period. And then, you know, if you've got active threats happening like this, I think that warrants police intervention. I mean, I can't pick up the phone and call anybody I want to and threaten their lives. I get a visit. Rightfully so. One thing we haven't seen so far is we haven't seen the claims yet that the dead robber was a good boy who was just misunderstood, which is good for me. I don't want to hear that he was a little confused or he was in the middle of getting his life together, or he was going through a tough time, or he was misunderstood, or maybe he just wanted to eat, or any of the plethora of excuses families come up with when their bad boy child, bad girl child gets out and decides to be a home invader or an armed robber. I don't want to hear that. It is an occupational hazard if you're going to commit a crime, especially a violent crime, that you will be perforated. That is an occupational hazard. This guy robbed the wrong store. This store had been robbed several times before. Not by this particular armed robber, but several times before. They've looked at guns pointed at them several times before. It's disgusting to try to believe or rationalize why they shouldn't have done what they did, what this 20-year-old did. He did what he had to do. Maybe the media will step up and they will be a good outlet, and then they can offer up some of these excuses. Another Moms Demand Action Facebook post. Guns at children's football games. Last week, a Wichita man confronted a youth football league coach about his son's lack of playing time, threatened him by lifting his shirt to display a handgun in the waist of his pants. Moments later, several men joined in and began beating up the 37-year-old coach. The coach's wife then pulled out her own gun and fired it into the air to scare the men away. The coach was able to break free from his attackers and went to his car to get yet another gun, which he pointed at various people in the crowd. So far, no arrests have been made. According to Kansas state law, towns and cities may not regulate parks to preclude permitted individuals from open carrying or carrying concealed weapons. Like, share, and join us to push back on the gun lobby's efforts to allow guns everywhere. The mom's demand would rather this 37-year-old football coach have been beaten half to death. And as it was, the diffuser of the situation was his wife, a female. You know, the one that can't employ a gun properly, according to the mom's demand. I find it hard. I find it hard here to grasp just how mentally unhinged some gun control supporters are. Maybe not right here particularly, though. This happens. This happens in youth sports. I participated in youth sports. Didn't let either one of my sons participate in it because I watched it happen as a youth sports participant. I watched the dads go at each other, and this was back in the 70s. It's not a new thing. And the coach's wife defused the situation, which she should have done. She should have not been sitting there, and she can't physically do anything. She has to bring the force equalizer into it. And the moms want another law put in place so the coach's wife, the sort of permitted individual they are targeting, couldn't legally possess the handgun in yet another place. The question to ask them is, where is it okay for us, the legally vetted, it's taken the right and turned it into a privilege. We've gone through all the rigmarole anyway. We're not doing anything bad with them. We only do good with them. When are we permitted to carry a gun? Where, moms demand action, where can we take a gun? And, you know, they didn't point out that the 5 to 6 criminal adults may have been illegally armed. They got some serious problems. Serious problems. They're the mentally unhinged. Maybe they shouldn't be carrying guns. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, one last swing. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Since they've shifted away from going after banning certain classes of guns, they're not going to try to ban handguns because that would be just too constitutionally, especially with certain Supreme Court rulings. We will certainly hear for those again, but not quite to the degree. And they're signaling that maybe they're not going to do it with the semi-automatic long guns either. But what they do want, absolutely what the antis want, are universal background checks. They want the government to run a federal background check on all firearms and transactions, including gun show sales, which already happens, private sales where it doesn't happen, and transfers to friends and family members, where there's not even any money exchanging hands in some cases. Why do they want to do that? They want to do that to increase federal control, or oversight, as they would say, of all firearms transactions, to reduce the number of felons purchasing guns, illegal sales notwithstanding. Now, there's as much evidence to support this idea that this would reduce crime as there is to suggest that limiting magazine capacity reduces crime. There, in other words, none. Now, to support this campaign, and they did this in Colorado, and they're doing this in Washington State right now, they use the meme of 40% of all firearms transactions do not involve the background check. The press release's source for the claim about, 40%, and this is lots of them, not going through a licensed dealer, is put out by via a fact sheet put out by the Mayors Against All Guns. Not actually what they're called, but I like it. The five-page document has 23 footnotes for citations supporting various claims, but not for this statement. Requiring a background check for every gun sale will simply expand the existing system to cover the estimated 40% of gun transfers that occur between private parties. Private gun sales can only be tracked, folks, with a gun registry in place. A federal gun registry in place. Now, in California and New York, where we know that they have gun registries in place, what have we seen? We've seen gun confiscations, haven't we? As a matter of fact, because of that, that's why in New York, most of the guns that they wanted, you know, that were banned by the SAFE Act, have not been registered, because they're not going to tell them where they are. This 40% claim is widely known, the source of it. It comes from a 1997 National Justice Institute report, based on a phone survey in 1994, where 251 people, 251, that's it, who bought a gun in the previous 2 years were asked if they got it from a licensed dealer who would have been required to run a background check. The survey found that 64.3% thought they got their gun from a licensed dealer, and the study's authors assumed the remaining 35.7% did not. And, of course, this was rounded up to 40%. One of the study's authors, Philip Cook of Duke University, was asked in 2012 by PolitiFact.com if he thought the stats were still good. He replied, "The answer is I have no idea." This survey was done almost 20 years ago. It's clear there are a lot of transactions that are not through dealers. How many, we're not really clear on it. We would say it's a very old number. The other author of the study, Jens Ludwig of the University of Chicago, was asked by the Washington Post earlier this or last year to re-examine the survey's data. He found the Post reported that gun purchases without background checks amounted to 14 to 22% of total sales. It's amazing that a newspaper showed all of this stuff. I would also like to point out that there is no reliable data on the number of felons who purchase guns within this guns purchased outside licensed gun dealer subset. The telephone interview with the 251 people never asked if they were felons. Not that it would have done any good. But there is a study where they found out where felons got their guns from the 1997 Department of Justice survey of 18,000 convicts. And here's what they found. 39.6% of the criminals obtained a gun from a friend or family member. 39.2% of the criminals obtained a gun on the street or from an illegal source. 0.7% of criminals purchased a gun at a gun show. 1% of criminals purchased a gun at a flea market. 3.8% of criminals purchased a gun from a pawn shop. 8.3% of criminals actually bought their guns from retail outlets. So less than 9% of all guns obtained by criminals in this survey came from retail outlets. Hardly a whole bunch, or a lot, compared to the almost 40% who obtained guns from friends or family, or the 40% who obtained them illegally on the street. Less than 1% of criminals bought guns at gun shows. So the gun show loophole, really? Yeah, okay, nothing there either. The survey data was analyzed and released in 2001, then revised in 2002. And while these details are more than 10 years old, it's hard to believe criminal responses have changed much over the last decade. It works. They get them. That's why they do it. One interesting problem here that is not asked. If the friend and family that are providing criminals with guns have guns, where did they get them? How many of those guns were purchased at gun stores as so-called straw purchases? That is buying a gun for a prohibited person. Even if it's half, what does that tell you? These people that went and bought these guns went through a background check. What does it tell you? It tells you that the gun background check system doesn't work. It can't work. If the existing background check system doesn't work, why would we expand it? Why not kill it altogether? It's very expensive, it's practically ineffective, and thoroughly unconstitutional. Besides, more guns, less crime, with plenty of stats to back that up. 40%, though, is a lie. It's a lie. Now, in Colorado, they have not enacted a gun registry, so I think the figures of people actually showing up to go to a gun shop to sell a gun that they own to another person that the gun shop doesn't own, something around 6%. And people that do this are law-abiding citizens. Yeah. But now they have to go through more junk to sell their private property if that's what they want to do. And the only way for the universal background checks to work or for the government to truly have control, which is what they want, is to have a gun registry. This comes from the same mindset where a newspaper will publish the names of all gun permit holders in New York State, which you have to have. in order to just own a gun and keep it in your house. They'll publish the names and addresses of people so, you know, the public deserves to know where the guns are. Which means the felons know where the guns are. It can be good or bad. They can decide not worth a home invasion attempt. They might shoot us. Or they can say, they both go to work. We can break in and take the gun because it's New York and nobody can carry a gun legally. We don't care about the law. We carry illegally. And yet, on the back of this one statistic, we've seen Colorado fall for this. We've seen the politicians of Colorado ram it through. The people of Colorado didn't want it. They still don't want it. They did it at the behest of Joe Biden and Barack Obama and Bloomberg. Had nothing to do with Colorado local government. Had nothing to do with trends in Colorado. Yes, I know Aurora and Columbine happened in Colorado. And those are anomalies. The odds of that happening twice in the same state, I don't know what they are, but they got to be huge. And yet, like I said, the odds always go against somebody. Now, the answer to this is that they really... Government is really designed to put together a set of circumstances where regular people, where businesses and people can flourish. They put together enough infrastructure because when people flourish, doesn't that flood the tax coffers? Yeah, it does. Even if with a tax cut, it floods the tax coffers. Now, they don't want to do that. They're supposed to set up a circumstance and then get out of the way and just let it happen. People carrying guns are a deterrent on crime. End of story. Crime is reduced. Governments let it happen. We'll be back 22 hours from now. Stay safe. Remember what I always tell you. I'm running out of time. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now. Only at GCNLive.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.